Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening and welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favor, sitting in with Captain Scott.
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah! Yeah,
special, hard to believe, dude.
Special
it's
time
the end of the year.
For the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, because obviously tomorrow is Christmas Eve, and we all have plans. I hope everybody has plans.
It's going to get downright cold if you're
and
a
it's
Florida
be
boy.
Like, it's going to be like it Christmas.
It is like Christmas.
Yeah.
It is Christmas. Damn, it's going to get cold.
Yeah.
Cold for me.
I know. Over the years, man, I mean, I can remember a lot of Christmases when it was...
It was 83 when we had the last snow, right? Or 81?
I don't remember the year. I don't remember the year. I really don't.
It was a bunch of rednecks that couldn't drive on snow that was
yeah,
sliding
I, oh, it was...
San
it was,
Sebastian Bridge, because I was one of them.
Yeah.
I had the military tires on that truck, son. You hit them brakes, and it was just going right down the road.
The crazy thing about that storm, and if people weren't around here and Michael wasn't born, is that we actually had, and it's the only time that I can ever remember, we actually had what they call black ice.
Yes.
And no one had a clue how to drive on this stuff. And if you didn't have a four-wheel drive, you certainly had. So there were cars in the ditches everywhere. Everywhere. It was so funny. And I, at that time, I'll never forget, I had a Chevy Blazer, full size, four-wheel drive, and lived in the valley, and so wanted to go to Jack's Beach to have breakfast with my buddies, and I was basically the only one who had a four-wheel drive, so whenever we went, I think we went to the Beach Hut, which is still there. And all the bridges were frozen over. Mm-hmm. So the only people that were at the Beach Hut or whatever was just locals. It was a cool time. It was really cool. I mean, it was flipping cold, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cold. And then we had the fish kill. What was that? I keep saying 6-7. It's got to be longer
than that.
No,
it was like 16 probably years
ago. No, it wasn't that long ago. It was not that long ago.
We had all the snooks floating?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say 10.
I would say 10. Yeah. That was
I'm sorry, but that
was just a bad freeze. We didn't have any snow or ice or anything like that.
It was just like a week long of 17 degrees.
Yeah. It was like a high of like 38 for like 3 or 4 days and lows in the low 20s. Yeah.
Yeah.
For here. But I mean, brother, they're calling for it to get pretty cold.
It's fitting to get ugly come tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I know we always talk about it, and it seems like when it always comes and hits about Lake City, it kind of dissipates a little bit. Because I'm telling you, what's over west in the Mississippi
right now.
Well,
they're calling right for snow, possible snow flurries at my piece of property in Georgia.
That's what I'm saying.
Which is south of Macon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, this here's another reason never to – look at weather predictions.
I'm looking at it all day, dude.
No. I'm not talking about in 24 hours. Okay. Wow. I'm talking about overall, you know, how they give you the fall forecast or the hurricane forecast.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll obviously being a deer hunter and a fisherman.
Yep.
So I'm looking at in October. It was middle of October. They come out. Oh, a new forecast, fall winter for. You know, they give you like blue was cold.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they were calling from like North Carolina south to be like way above average, way above average of temperatures. Well, wrong. And they've been wrong. They've been totally wrong on that. Yeah. So, you can't predict it outside of, 4 or 5 days? 6 days?
Well, how many? What did we end up with? 27 hurricanes?
Oh, gosh, no. It was way more than that. Way more than that.
Well, it's 20. What is it? 22 American names, and then they go to the.
I don't know, but it was something
whatever.
Crazy.
I'm just saying that was
Yeah, and now they're already predicting next year, busy, hurricane season. Well, I mean, come on.
I'm sorry. What always gets me this time of year now is we have, winter storm.
Josephina.
Like,
I know.
Are you really kidding me?
I know they're naming. I'm with you. I'm totally
on.
with you on that.
I know that's a blizzard. I get it, but I'm just telling you, a hurricane's a little bit different.
Yeah. Animal.
I mean, that just like forms. I understand a blizzard just forms too. I just accumulate a storm, a name of a storm with hurricanes and all that,
and
not
typhoons and whatever.
I don't want to say anything because everybody
there's a winter storm coming across the Midwest. Okay, we don't have to name it.
Winter Storm Wilford, here's Joe Kittery blowing away and then with the snowflakes in his face. I'm going, really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. But has it affected the fishing?
No.
You know? I mean.
Fishing's been good. And I need you to help me with this.
Okay.
Because this is going, all of us are talking about it. There is no trout here, man. And when I tell you there's no trout, there's no trout.
Trout.
Speckled trout are gone.
Yeah, but they
like
travel.
Summer. But dude, I mean, the water is perfect. 61. It's
right?
been bouncing depending on what.
Yeah, but
61
you,
to 64 degrees.
You know as well as I do that trout travel more than any fish.
I mean, it just like a light switch.
I mean, come on.
It was so much fun 3 weeks ago.
Whenever we
got into the first little bit of cold weather. You know, and it's 72 degrees, and we're catching trout.
Okay,
all of a sudden,
we talk about this every year. October, November, into December. Dude, the rat red fishing is phenomenal.
You should see how big and fat these rat reds are now.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God, they're incredible.
And then they'll disappear. Mm-hmm. Disappear. Mm-hmm. And you're like, hold on, this is supposed to be the batch for March, April, and May that are going to be our 18, 19, 20-inch slot reds. Where do they go?
I don't know. Chip and I were talking.
Yeah, I mean, dude, there ain't no gates.
No, no.
God bless Jimmy
Well, we've
Trio.
Been talking the last couple of days. Of course, we're bouncing stories off of one another, just seeing what everybody's doing. But I got small hands, okay? But I know when I grab a redfish, easy. When I grab a redfish and my little hand only fits on half the side of the fish, I know that I need to measure that fish because he's poking around 18 and a half, 19 inches.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, dude, these little 17, 17 and a half inchers, I mean, you almost got to hold them against your chest to call, they're fat.
Yeah.
Pretty fish.
Good.
Gorgeous fish.
Good. I love it.
Really, really nice.
Yeah.
It's been so much fun.
But catching yellowmouth.
Yellowmouth showed up. That's been fun.
Yep.
I love catching yellowmouth.
They've been
good ones.
So they weren't here. The specks were.
Right.
And now the specks are gone.
The funny thing about a yellowmouth, though, you can't go, like we talked about before, kind of like summertime when you go to a dock and you don't have to worry about a tide.
Mm-hmm.
When the trout are here, hey. Wintertime's here, so you don't want to fish real late in the afternoon because, time change and everything else. So, hey, I'll fish a high outgo. I love a high outgoing tide.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I tried it last week or whatever. Oof. I had to stay out an extra couple hours. Missed that one.
To get to the low tide.
Just to get
down
where I could catch just to get a bite.
Right.
Because I figured I just had two gentlemen, and I went, okay, you know, I got runouts to fish. I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
And poppy corks and shrimp and runouts did not work out for me.
And I know we've had this conversation before. The one thing that I always find interesting is speckled trout and a yellowmouth trout, okay? If you look at them, they look identical.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but a yellowmouth trout's a bottom feeder.
And a yellowmouth trout will pull a speckled trout backwards.
Absolutely he will. Absolutely he will.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is all week.
But why is that? Why?
A mushy bite compared to, like, a speckled trout. You throw a topwater, even an artificial. I mean, he will absolutely inhale it.
You won't catch a yellowmouth trout on a topwater plug.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is he will smash it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. To where a yellowmouth trout has the most mushiest bite, but after you hook that fish, I mean, he's just running all over.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he really does. At least that's my
opinion. No, I totally agree. And that's why I started out by saying they literally look identical.
Mm-hmm.
Same teeth, same mouth. Mm-hmm. But if you're fishing for them, it's two totally different fish.
What would you rather eat?
Oh, yellowmouth.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
I leave the skin on. I scale them.
Yeah, that's, I mean, if you got the time to do it.
Because that's the only difference between, I feel, a speckled trout and a yellowmouth trout. Their skin is so much more delicate on a yellowmouth. If you try to skin them.
Yeah.
You have usually, even with a sharp, sharp, sharp knife, you usually can skin out a speckled trout and you might get like a little silver on it.
Right.
But man, it doesn't matter. Every stinking fillet that I try to skin on a yellowmouth, I end up cutting through it and you gotta, you know.
I know.
You resort to a different angle then.
And you do need a skinnier fillet knife. Mm-hmm. You can't use.
You don't really want you do want a sharp knife, but you want,
Yep.
I get it.
So I've got tomorrow, Christmas Eve, high of 78.
Uh huh.
35.
Uh-huh.
Christmas?
When? 35 when?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve night.
Friday. Mm-hmm. Chris, this is great. This is awesome. High of 49.
Yep.
29 degrees, baby.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The wind is going to howl, dude.
And Mike, that's in St. Augustine.
Yeah.
All right, it's going to be colder in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yep.
You know what? We haven't seen 29 degrees of weather here.
No, because we talked last week because you were away.
Uh-huh.
And we did. I had a little bit of stuff. I had a scrape, not scrape, but you had to wash your windows with the, you know, with a little bit of water to melt the little bit of frost I had on the window the other, you know, last week. But you're going to have it on the truck this weekend.
It's going to be cold. And I'm going a little further south here because I'm actually headed to Arcadia tomorrow, and I was which, by the way, is 3.5 hours south of St. Augustine.
And what's their forecast?
And you know, because I get afraid for the farmers down there. 33 degrees cold for down there, man.
Yeah, they're gonna put hay around those orange trees.
Yeah, I guess
be lighting fires.
I hope so. Yep, I hope so. But wow, that's one of the coldest cold fronts we've had in a long time. 641-1010, 641-1010. You listen to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank. I'm Captain Kevin Favor on 1010 XL. Captain Leon Dana is not calling in.
Nope.
He's in really cold weather.
Was in rehab Colorado right Springs? Now, from what I understand.
Dumb.
What a dumbass.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Really, Leon?
Really, Leon? Yeah. Get a snowboard at 48 years old?
Yeah, you're not that young anymore, brother.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Hey, Michael. so Scotty's like getting his feelings all hurt and stuff.
What'd I do now?
Yeah, no, and so I was, we recorded the longest yard, the new one.
Oh yeah, that's yeah, good. And, the Sandler and, Sandler. Is
yeah, 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 and they were and they were putting, I think it was estrogen.
Yeah.
And one of the guys thinks.
Yeah.
So that's what reminded me. Of Scotty's like, hey, you hurt my feelings.
Yeah, who the heck
you know?
Was that? That was the bald head. Who was that guy?
That's great.
Yeah.
That was it. Was the wrestler, right?
I don't know, but it was funny because he's playing football and crying. Yeah.
Why am I
really don't want to hit anybody.
I'll cry with you if you're
yeah,
hurt.
He was like, if you feel like you have to cry, I'll cry with you. He's like, get back in the game.
Yeah. The movie was really good, by the way.
I love that movie.
That's a great movie, man.
Adam Sandler does make some really good movies.
Yeah. It's a good movie. And by the way, if you've never watched the original,
yes.
Watch the original.
No, that's with the Terry Bradshaw. I mean, that's with the boys.
Yeah, with Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds.
I mean, seriously, you got to watch the original. Mm-hmm. The original's like classic.
Yep.
Classic. Anyway, then we're not here to talk
Side
about
note.
Movies. Yeah, it was just funny whenever
it was
you
just
were.
Funny. Yeah. When you're wailing on me.
Yeah. All right. It's Chip. Captain Chip Wingo.
That's
what
him.
Up, Chip?
What up?
What's up, me?
How are you?
I'm not looking forward to this cold weather here.
No.
Yeah, I'm with you. But I'll tell you this, Chip. And I was talking to Loggeman about this on the outdoor show, the Nemec Outdoor Show on Saturday. You know, we've had some damn cold weather up in Georgia. I mean,
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like 24, 25, and it's kind of early for that. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
It's been a. Did we have a freeze here last year? I don't think we.
No,
even
no,
came,
no, no, no,
I don't
no,
think
no,
we
no,
came
no.
close.
We came close. We came close a couple times, but
we
never,
came 35.
That's what
36,
I'm getting at, but nothing.
Yeah.
But no, we never had, and yeah. I think this is going to be our third
freeze.
Uh-huh.
Third this year.
Yeah. We had two.
Well,
last
that's
week.
True. We've had ice here, haven't we? Okay.
Yeah. We had two freezing
well, if
days last week.
Well, if it gets rid of a gnat, I'm for it. Because they came out in force today again.
Oh, you know what? Look, God bless the old timers that tell you, you know, we need a freeze for mosquitoes and gnats.
I'm sorry,
it has nothing to do with
okay.
it. I mean, because here's the deal: go to Canada. Okay,
yeah,
it stays below freezing there for months on end. Okay, and they have the worst.
Mosquitoes,
black flies.
What I was gonna—I forgot when I got over here. I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to borrow a thermosel. Well, you think that works out there?
I, you're moving too much.
But at least if I turned it on once I sat there, I'm gonna be there for 10 or 15 minutes.
I'm not so sure how it's gonna work on the true no-see-ums that we have, the gnats. I don't know.
I mean, okay.
I don't have one here, but I'll.
I guess I could go buy one. They're only like $15.
Double that.
Are they that expensive?
Oh yeah, they're a commodity.
Oh, so that's like that's like a Christmas present.
Yeah, that's like a Christmas present. Yeah.
I'll wait for someone to bring me one home so I can just borrow it.
Yeah.
Because if not, I'm with
Chip. Have you ever tried to use a thermosel?
No, I haven't.
No? I haven't either.
I did make one mistake, though, which I ran to get into my truck with one still running, and you don't want to do that because it'll get on your windshield, and that stuff does not want to come off. So I don't know if I'd want it around boat electronics. But
I never thought about that because I was going to put it right on my dash.
Yeah, that stuff, I don't know what comes out of it, but it gets on your windshield, and it's like you basically have to scrape it off of the razor blade.
That's
pretty crazy.
Yeah,
I didn't think about it. Came in, set it on the dash, you know, from running to my truck because the mosquitoes were that bad.
Yeah.
When you're moving, that thermosel doesn't seem to work as much. So,
Scott, whenever you sit down to hunt or your porch, you know, because they make a little lantern one too, is it takes, what, Chip, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes? I mean, when you sit down and you got mosquitoes around, you're like, oh, my God, please start working. It takes torture for the first 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes, and then all of a sudden it's like, there are no mosquitoes.
I'm not going to be for another 5 more minutes. That's as long I'm going to be sitting somewhere. I'm not going to sit in any spot for more than 15 or 20 minutes right now.
Like I said, with all of the wind and everything that that you're going to have on a boat, I don't know. It's a great question. I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that have tried it because of the torture that you go through this time of year. You know, again,
I mean, I'm just saying, I thought I had the best stuff on the market, per se. That was called Nonat.
Right.
I had the gentleman on my boat, and he gave you a bottle that day, too.
Yep.
It's been a couple years ago. And he was the founder and inventor of Nonat.
Yep.
Bug spray. And he brought us down some bottles of it and stuff like that. And through the years, of course, I've used it. But it works really good. But there are some occasions, Chip, where them things just laugh at that. Anything you put on there, they just laugh at.
Yeah. What was that, Chip?
I've never had it work for me. I mean,
yeah,
it's just like wishful thinking. Watch them do laps like an Olympic pool back and forth across through it.
Yeah.
You know, they get so bad they don't care. And everybody on the boat looks like they're in a nightclub dancing, trying to get away from them.
What was the stuff that we used that smelled so good?
Skin so soft.
Yeah.
God, you'd felt like just a grease ball when you got done the end of the day with that stuff.
But you know what? It smelled like a girl, but that stuff actually worked. And they if you remember...
Can you still get it, though? I thought that was all sold by Avon and stuff.
Yeah, you could still get Skin So Soft.
Can you?
Absolutely.
Dude,
but they remember, they claimed, oh, no, this would not do anything to gnats, which they were stupid. That was kind of like when we called Thermacell years and years and years ago, Chip, and because it was for gardens. And we called them and said, hey, you really need to put this in the hunting industry. And they're like, you're crazy. You've lost your mind.
Huh. Figured that out. Yeah, the garden center wasn't that important anymore.
Avon should have, made their own product and said, this is not Skin So Soft. This is Nat Go Away.
I mean, but yes, once they start swarming, I haven't found anything that works. I think you're just SOL.
I have.
What?
Yep. You just put the boat up on plane and fly.
Oh, yeah, that too. God, the worst thing is, though, man, if you put, as long as you got like a hat on or hoodie where they can't get to you, the worst thing is when they get all in your hair and stuff like that. You just scratch
all
for
right,
hours.
Let's get past that thing. Chip,
okay.
Fishing this week, how's it been?
It's been good and small, a lot of small fish. But we did get a couple. We did get some real nice fish, though. And like Scotty was saying, we got on a bite today of the biggest rats I've ever seen. You know, right under 18 inches, but they were like football.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we had a real nice big one right off the bat. We sight fished one that was feeding on mullet, so that was kind of cool. And got spooled yesterday by a sea monster. I have no idea what it was. I think it was a big drum because of the way it was thumping the tail and, you know, the head shakes and everything else. But we caught a lot of trout today. You know, I had listened to Scotty say that speckled trout disappeared. They were all small, but, you know, 14 inches. But we got on a bite. But, Scotty, that was the last hour of the outgoing tide. You know, right where it started to slow down, they started chewing.
I'm just telling you, I have not caught any from Gowanus south. I have not caught a trout.
Yeah, that was
in the last week.
Just north of Gowanus.
Well,
but that means you're going north.
You know, it was weird because I went to a spot that I usually catch really good redfish, and it was all little trout. You know, it was really strange. And then I said, well, maybe the trout bite's on. So I went to a trout spot and got on a really good redfish bite. So.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, let's see if I think there's trout, you know. But anyway, it was fun. There was a lot of boat traffic today, a lot of boat traffic.
Yep.
I mean, everybody, I think, was smart and wanted to get out today.
It's interesting. I was coming home today from Georgia, And I was on that stretch of Highway 40, which is between Folkestone and Kingsland.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, the flats boats, the bay boats that were all coming home from fishing that day, today. I mean, it was, so.
Well,
dude,
everybody had,
the
ocean was packed.
Day.
I mean, I went and got bait and went over to Comanche Cove, I don't know, about 2 o'clock this afternoon, dropped my bait in the pen, and Volano was not to the road, but they were piled up.
Was the ocean fishable today?
I think it was, but I think they were quite surprised. I know, like, Captain Guy Spears fished offshore yesterday on a 6-hour, and it was going out. They were lucky to do like 10, 11 knots.
Oh,
going
my
out.
Gosh.
And they trudged on out and stayed. And then Guy said on the way home, he did 16 coming home.
It's still a long day.
It was out of the west, northwest yesterday.
I hate
those are the days
the
I love fishing shore.
Yeah, no kidding, man. I just
it was just that. He said it wasn't rough. It was just real close together, kind of hilly.
It's northwest wind, of course. That's what it is.
I mean, look at today. It was northeast.
Ugh.
Northeast at 8 or 9, but it was still northeast.
Yeah.
Because it's switching all the way around. I mean,
Did it really blow that hard today?
Yeah.
Because it was so calm in the intercoastal, it was really nice.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, I'm just saying the buoy had at northeast today.
Well, 8 or 9 is eight or nine foot is nothing, Chip. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean it was slick calm in the intercoastal all day long.
That's why the gnats ate you up.
Yeah. So I would have taken that little bit of northeast wind today, you know, but.
I'm just curious, Chip, what time was low tide today?
Low tide was close to 11 o'clock at the
valley. Did you see very many fish pushing?
No, I didn't. I have not seen. I saw one fish pushing and we caught him.
Unbelievable.
You know, I looked all week. I expect to see him tomorrow. But it was weird, Kevin. You know how we always talk about how I like to wait till the mud gets heated up and the tide starts coming in.
Yep.
And you start to see him push up. I don't know whether it was the amount of boat traffic today that had the water kind of dirtied up on the edges or that just fish just weren't moving. Because I went to a lot of spots where we saw a lot of moving fish, you know, last week and didn't see them this week.
Okay.
You know, and that's really surprising because I ran down the edge, you know, trying to bump the pool here and there and look, and I just didn't see them, you know. But some people told me the back of the creeks were pretty good, but I stayed out fishing deep. I mean, we've had a good drum bite. There's a lot of big whiting in that right now. You know, so it's, you know, I'm going to stick to where I know the fish are right now instead of trying to push all the way back, especially with that many boats out.
Yep. So. Yep. Yep. Agreed. All right, brother. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
and,
to you guys.
We will talk to you soon.
See ya.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
641-1010 if you want to give us a call right here on the Bo Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast on 1010XL. And, yes, I agree. I understand. It's Wednesday evening, 8 to 9, and we will be on 8 to 9 next week simply for the fact that New Year's Eve is on Thursday night. I don't think anybody would be listening to us on New Year's Eve. Maybe they would if they're going fishing New Year's Day. Weather's pretty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because I'd be sleeping.
We'll be
the only
right
reason
back.
I'm here right now.
Shout through the heart and your tilt blade, darling. You give love a bad name.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Christmas Eve edition of the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast with Captain Kevin Favor.
So I listen a lot to 1010XL. Even when I'm deer hunting, I got my little earbud in. Okay, and I've listened to it. And again, this has nothing to do with fishing, but I got to throw this in there. You know, all of these favorite movies, songs. All right. Look, Home Alone's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a great movie. Die Hard's great. I love it. I have no idea.
Right. Die Hard is pretty good.
Huh?
Die Hard is pretty good. I like
Die Hard. Hard's fantastic. And Jeff Prosser made a great point this morning. Die Hard came out in July.
Yes.
Okay? Sorry. And it's not a Christmas movie.
No,
a Christmas movie is Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him.
Okay.
I like Rudolph.
Rudolph.
A Christmas Story still by far is a
exactly.
classic.
Exactly. I'm good with all those. But
with the Bumdingers, hounds are coming to eat them.
But when you were a kid.
And they go eat duck.
When you were a kid growing up.
Uh-huh.
And you had, what, three channels?
Yeah.
CBS, NBC.
No, then he had Channel 7, too, because
which
always,
was PBS.
Which was PBS. PBS,
right.
Yeah,
okay.
ABC, CBS, NBC.
All right.
Four
so on December 20th on CBS at 7 p.m., what came on? Charlie Brown's Christmas.
But the problem with the world
and
now.
Play Die Hard.
No, but the problem with the world now is
I mean,
they
Die
started
Hard
this crap back
time.
In November. They started playing Christmas movies back in November. When we were growing up, it was 24 hours, you know, starting at noontime Christmas Eve till, dark at Christmas of nothing but these old movies. But they get started so daggum early.
Yeah.
I mean, they're over. There's no Christmas movies on TV right now.
And I get it. Elf and all that. They're all funny and they're all really cool and I enjoy them. But
the Abominable Snowman used to scare me when I was young. I always got so – I was crying for Rudolph. No, don't kill Rudolph.
It still scares me.
Exactly.
You know?
And I like
knew
that
it was coming.
I'll pull your teeth out.
Yeah.
Remember whenever the little elf or whatever, that he goes running away and the elf that – is it going to be a dentist?
Eat, Papa. Eat.
Papa, eat.
Anyway, so
– sorry. Side
just like I said, I've been listening to all that and just had the chance to put my two cents in there. I'm like, you know – When I think about Christmas movies, my favorite song, Christmas song, is Christmas in Dixie.
Yes.
By Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's
Christmas
so many great ones. You know, there's so many great ones, but that one to me is just is all time. So, all right.
Favorite Christmas food?
Oh, my gosh. Really?
See for my family,
go ahead, Michael. I'm listening. What
we basically do Thanksgiving, like what we eat on Thanksgiving for Christmas,
we do
it's
the same.
Mainly
thing.
The same stuff.
I'm with you 100% on that.
So at least for me, it's probably like either sweet potato casserole or cornbread casserole.
Wow, those are hard to beat. Go ahead, Scott. We're different.
I've got a standing rib roast.
I figured that you were going to say rib roast or pork roast or something like that.
Yeah, we're doing a standing rib roast.
Okay.
I got it getting ready to be put in a smoker tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think that for us, you know, we go more towards the ham.
We got a ham too.
Because we've done so much turkey. But I agree with Michael. Like, I mean, it's not much on the sides and everything else.
We're doing twice baked potatoes. The kids love twice baked potatoes.
And the desserts are all basically the same.
Same thing.
You know? Yeah.
Everybody's bringing it. But, yeah, I mean, it's string bean casseroles, twice baked potatoes, rib roast we're having. We got a ham. Got to go in the
smoker.
That's
a good menu.
The one thing I will have on Christmas, though, and for me, I only have it on Christmas, it's hot chocolate. Like hot cocoa.
That's one thing
that I will do on
Christmas. Hell
yeah, Christmas
we're going to need
time
a Christmas. It's going to be cold as heck.
Yeah, that's cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stop.
No, I don't like eggnog.
No, I don't like eggnog either.
No.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. Milk or water?
Milk.
Okay.
All day. Oh,
milk or water for what?
For hot cocoa.
Oh, it's totally milk.
It's got to be
milk.
Okay,
I'm just asking.
Water's disgusting.
I know, it's disgusting to make.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
And you got to buy the real chocolate, melt it down.
And it's whole milk.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
no
what we got.
No skim milk.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
it's
whole milk. If you're going to do it and have a heart attack, you're going to do it right.
Yeah. If I'm going to have hot chocolate,
if my sugars are going to spike, by God, it's going to be for a damn good reason.
That's the thing. If you're going to, like.
Marshmallows or no marshmallows?
Do you guys know The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, obviously.
Yes.
He's in great shape.
Yeah.
He has, like, a cheat meal, like, once a week or once every other week. And he doesn't just have, like, a burger. He'll have like six burgers or he'll have he won't have like a few pancakes. He'll have a stack of like 12 pancakes.
That's
if that, you're gonna that, do I, a cheat meal. Yeah. If you're gonna go all, you gotta go all the way out.
Okay.
Right. Marshmallows in your hot cocoa, little ones.
I'm not the biggest fan of marshmallows, but
no, I'm not either.
Hate them.
But I'm just asking. I just gotta ask you.
You know what? I'll go either way because I'm with Michael. I'm not like the biggest fan, but a couple of them in there. I mean, okay. I'm okay.
Yeah.
With like marshmallows or whipped cream, you know, or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
I was just asking, just a side note, just see what everybody's having for Christmas.
I'm good. And I'm, you guys are getting me all fired up about Christmas now. This is what's
well, it's fun. The older we get, I agree. We do have family, but our families are now kids' families, and they have their own thing going on. So it's, you know, it's just us. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're coming over just like you're, you know, you. But it's just, it's a different way of looking at things now than the old, hit the old panic button of Kathy being up till 4 o'clock in the morning, wrapping presents, and then
Listen to what he just said, okay?
Wrapping presents.
Did not say anything like that. He said, Kathy is up till 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's just stupid if she wanted to buy 10,000 Christmas presents.
Because,
not mine.
Do you stay up that late, Scott?
Hell
no.
No,
that's when I'm waking up.
Yeah,
I'm in bed by 8,
yeah,
dude.
And look, I am guilty. I cannot say anything any different because, oh, my gosh. And again, I know this has nothing to do with fishing. I mean, you got it. But
we'll get back there.
But Mount Carey, when those kids went to bed, when they finally went to sleep, we had three kids.
Mm-hmm. Same with us.
Up and down the stairs, the candy would lead to the stockings, and the stockings were stuffed perfectly. And it was 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and she would come to bed, and then the kids obviously were up at 5:30. Mm-hmm. You know, God bless her, man.
And I can always remember just sitting there going, Kathy just spent like 9 hours of shopping, 6 hours of wrapping, and these three kids just tore through this crap in under 40 seconds. Like, damn, look at the odds of this one.
I mean,
that's a superhero, though.
That's right.
I agree. Our wives are don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'll do anything for my kids, but I'm not a shopping person by any means.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is going to be terrible to say, but I love Amazon.
Well, now, dude. But there's no way.
I'm serious,
are
man.
Are you serious? So way back when, you actually would go to the mall and look at lingerie and all that kind of stuff?
Hell no.
That's what I'm saying. No. Now it's easy. I just get on the phone and order whatever I need. I get that.
Yeah.
I was never a shopper, dude. No. There's no way.
And the funny thing is my wife's not a shopper. She doesn't enjoy shopping at all.
And a procrastinator. Yeah. Like, Kathy's been shopping since, before Thanksgiving.
Anyway. So what's this cold weather going to do to our fish? Because we haven't had this kind of cold weather.
Because I'm not fishing Saturday or Sunday, man. I can tell you that right now. I don't give a damn what the fish are doing.
Well, I mean, first off, what was your water temperature today?
61 to 63.
Okay, so with 28, 29 degrees of temperature and a high of 40.
She's going to hit 56, 57.
Okay, and folks, generally speaking, 53 to 54 shuts them down. It's tough to catch fish unless you're fishing for sheep's head.
Right.
Or whiting.
Right.
Those two.
Love it.
Love it.
Now, and I could just tell you from the last few days, even though it's been a little chilly in the morning, tide was low around St. Augustine this morning around 9:30.
Yeah.
So the last two mornings I've been starting at 7:30. So with that being said, I didn't see nothing until 9 o'clock in the morning. 9:30 in the morning so I started catching fish.
So you think that had to do with tide or temperature?
I'm just telling you, I couldn't get a bite and couldn't get nothing to save my life except for about the last hour of the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then I only need 2 hours out of the four right now, and I can do whatever I need to do.
Right. Okay.
I don't know why, but I have not, even though it's coming back off the backside of the new moon, the tide is slow as all get out. I mean, I fished the jetties in the middle of the tide yesterday.
Oh, that's so nice.
And not even a bluefish, dude.
Ooh.
And I went, this ain't good.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah.
You know? Usually this time of year, that's what I was saying, kind of depressed me because the sheephead bite should be really good out there, at least, so you know, on a shrimp.
Yeah.
Couldn't find one.
Right.
Trout are usually out at the very end. They love that first of that incoming tide where it rolls around a point of that rocks. Couldn't find them there.
Mm.
You know?
Right.
It's just like, urgh.
Yeah.
You know? Couple of Mark 8s, you know, a black drum here or there.
Right.
You know.
Anybody caught any ringtails?
Not yet. Uh-uh.
I'll bet they have in Mayport.
Oh, no. Kirk had a table full of them today.
Did he really?
He had about 11 or 12 of them.
Kept Kirk. Wow.
And I did, and I've been seriously going out there because one is sheephead and stuff like that. I've been seriously, because people are looking at me going, oh, I want that one. You don't want that big shrimp, and I just toss them over the side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
And I pull out the pinky ones because I'm trying to, because the pompano fishing it was really, really good until the water cooled off.
Yeah, it got too cold. And that's getting ready to go. Bye-bye.
Dude, that one just put the halt. The brakes just got slammed on that door.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyhow.
All right, let's take our last break here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank. I'm Captain Kevin Faber. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Kind of the calm before the storm tonight, huh?
And it's going to get downright cold. The water temperature's going to drop. We're going to find out what's going to happen after that.
Yeah. The one thing that we do have to hope for, though, Scott, is that, I think cold weather is good for everything. I think it's good for the bugs, the grass, the fishing.
See how clear the water is now.
Oh, I just think, we haven't, again, I have a 5-acre pond at my property in Georgia. And because we haven't had any really hard freezes up there the last couple of years, now we have this year, the algae and just everything, the growth of stuff that's not supposed to be there is gone. Mm-hmm. It's gone. And I truly believe that it's the same thing here. I've always said that you look at history, and you and I have been doing this for over 30 years. A lot of times when we have a pretty harsh winter, we have a truly incredible spring of fishing. Now,
we just have to pace through the wind, but yes, it'll be a truly incredible spring.
Yeah, yeah, but what you don't want to happen is the fish kill.
Mm-hmm.
That's, that it's fine to get into the 30s, mm-hmm. even the 20s, as long as it warms up in the daytime. Because, these fish will go to deep water.
Right,
They know how to get out of it.
But if it sustains at 53, 54, it's done.
No, it's colder than that. It's 46 to 47.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. 50 to 55, they're fine. It's got to get in the 40s and stay in the 40s is when it truly starts threatening them, So, it's cool to have the cold stuff, but it is –
But here's the thing. The pompano bite was so good.
Well, I know. I get that. But to be honest with you, the only one fish that we're truly scared of being killed is a snook.
And let me tell you something. I had a remarkable, and I mean a remarkable year this year on snook.
You had an amazing year on snook. I caught quite a few. And I caught that 126 and a half that I was thinking, oh, this could be close, because folks, 28 to 32 is legal.
I had 9 in one day.
Yeah.
Which is not, and dude, the one I hooked in that creek, I'm just telling you how big her mouth, I'm telling you all day long a 40 inch plus fish.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And it's, there's a ton of them around right now. So that's the one fish that we have to worry about. As a fish kill.
I agree. 100%.
Yep.
100%. But other than that,
have a Merry Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Yep.
Be careful.
Yep.
Whatever you do, we're going to try to fish tomorrow. It's going to be a little skunky then for Christmas and the day after.
The Nimnik Outdoor Show.
Nimnik Outdoor Show on Saturday.
Well, we will be there Saturday from 7 to 10. So, stop by, listen to us. But most important thing is enjoy your family.
Yeah, because you can listen to us on podcast. You need to enjoy your family. Or enjoy us with your family during Christmas. See, look, I'm always sticking out for everybody's sake.
It's been a tough year, bro.
I know.
It's been a tough year on everybody. Yep. And enjoy your Christmas. Michael, thanks, buddy.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, brother, for everything.
Yep, you do a great job.
Yep,
absolutely. We appreciate you.
Folks, we'll talk
to you next week.
See you next week.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
There's peace on earth tonight.